And now dictation for Robert Little, LITTLE, December 441, address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, GAFFNEY, 607-6895. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a follow-up for Mr. Little, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August. No hospital admission the last few days, with some nasal congestion, cough, clear sputum. No respiratory distress. No vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no diarrhea, no bleeding in the stools. Has frequency urgency, which is chronic, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, or decrease in volume, no gross edema. Has chronic chest pain on activity, not at rest. Stable dyspnea, no pyrule material hemoptysis or oxygen. No orthopnea, no skin rash. Is hard of hearing. Other review system is negative. Medication is review. I want to highlight the blood pressure metoprolol. Takes medication for dementia. Next paragraph. Blood pressure today, 150/70, right-sided. No respiratory distress, normal speech. Left lung clear, right-sided a few wall spaces. Atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no ascites tenderness, no edema. Has tremors of Parkinson, no growth focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, November creatinine 2.2. For the most part, close to baseline for a GFR of 29 to stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Low platelets at 124, no anemia. Normal white blood cell, neutrophils, low lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Continue to monitor over time. We start dialysis based on symptoms. I don't see symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, blood pressure, fair. Next number, there has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders or bicarbonate. Continue present diet, potassium is stable, labs is stable. It does have minor low platelets, but no active bleeding. Some upper respiratory symptoms. I asked him to be tested for coronavirus. No respiratory distress. Come back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed.